This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Down in southern Louisiana, the coastline is moving, disappearing, more accurately. Stronger hurricanes and tropical storms are washing it away, a problem that's only going to get worse as climate change increases. And for all that you hear about people saying the area's rich cultural heritage is a reason to save the Mississippi Delta, there's a lot of oil and gas companies that would like some protection, too. Eve Troe reports now from New Orleans.
Louisiana's Terrebonne Parish is the setting for Beasts of the Southern Wild, last year's Oscar-nominated film about a magical little girl and her swamp community, The Bathtub.
The storm's coming! Y'all better learn how to survive.
The fictional bathtub people live outside levee protection. As sea levels rise, they fight to survive. And they look it, a ragtag crew of revelers. Businessman O'Neill Marlborough's family goes back many generations here. He couldn't look more opposite, all resilient good cheer in khakis and a button-down. He's fighting for his community in real life.
We see it now in our lifetime that the water is higher today on its normal conditions than it was 25 and 30 years ago.
Tidal gauges prove it, he says. Marlborough owns an engineering firm that's designed much of the flood protection for Terrebonne Parish. The system can open and close, a consideration made specifically for the oil industry. The huge boats that service offshore rigs need to get in and out.
We got to keep them open for navigation because we depend on that navigation for our jobs.
He drives me down the spine of road along the Houma Navigation Canal. It's lined with mom-and-pop boatyards and pipe fitters, along with big corporate names like Halliburton. At the end, open water with a miles-long wall 12 feet tall and a wide gate in the middle of it. Wide enough to bring in oil drilling machinery for safe harbor in the event of a hurricane.
There's a 200-foot opening. That's a barge that's on a hinge. It's 200 feet by probably 20 feet deep by 40 feet wide. So it's a big, heavy piece of metal. But while it's floating, it's very easy to move.
This idea for a floating door to the huge floodgate came from the oil industry, he says. For decades, oil and gas drillers have learned to build things out on the water. Local firms like Marlborough's have specialized to meet their needs and met government needs in the process.
We've developed some expertise in working in the marsh and the soils that we have to deal with.
That's exactly the kind of expertise Allison Plyer sees as a new economic driver for Louisiana. She heads the Greater New Orleans Community Data Center.
We have the opportunity to become the leaders in coastal restoration, and we know there will be markets for that expertise in the future because the whole coast, of course, of the U.S. is at risk.
Louisiana experts are already in New York and New Jersey, helping out in the areas affected by Hurricane Sandy. But Plyer says now's the time to develop those skills into an industry with higher education programs. At Delgado Community College in New Orleans, Betty Abbott directs the horticulture program. She teaches her students to grow all kinds of things, including native marsh plants.
This doesn't look like much. In fact, this looks like a weed you'd have in your backyard. This is a grass. It's quite easy to propagate, so I could get 8 plants from this 1 1-gallon plant.
She's taken students from around the country down to Grand Isle, a barrier island off the coast of Louisiana. They brought little plugs of grass to replace what's washed away in hurricanes.
We had a trailer full that we brought down there, and we totally replanted that berm. Those berms that are right there on the beach of Grand Isle is the first defense.
The students were taken by the beauty of the landscape, she says, and they saw what those little grasses that hold the sand together help defend. The cranes of Port Fouchon, where hundreds of supply boats come and go to serve offshore rigs. 18% of the nation's oil supply relies on this port.
And then they realized the economic importance to the rest of the country. So it's like, we get it. We get why we need to do this.
On the way home, she says, water lapped at the one road from the island. The oil industry and government don't seem to be counting much on Grand Isle for protection. They've spent hundreds of millions to build a high-rise bridge to Port Fouchon, high above the old road and high above the marsh. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.